Okay, we're back. 51551, ray at rte.ie. It was the sauna in Inchicore where the athletic people were talking about the sub-3-hour marathon. Aha. Now, you might have caught the first episode of Futureville, Ireland on RTE1 last night. The show looks into the future to a new city, Futureville, in the year 2050, 250,000 people, and they use Athlone as their base, and they're imagining what Athlone would look like if there was a boom in population, which there will be, and 26 years on. And co-presenter of the programme is Dr. Lolly Mansey, and Lolly joins me in studio now. Good afternoon, Lolly.
Good afternoon.
It's always a risky business, isn't it? Predicting the future.
Well, it's not crystal ball gazing.
No.
We can have a, you know, we can look at trends, and we can anticipate what's coming for sure. You know, so we're a bit knee jerk reaction in this country, a bit short sighted, let's say. You know, and what this is saying, okay, if we have,
I'm just going to pull that back. For you there.
Yeah, if we,
there you go.
If we have all of the right criteria and all of the right momentum, we have all of the right innovation already.
Yeah.
You know, so it's about taking a longer term visionary view.
No, because I'm just wondering, when you were sitting around planning the show, did anybody mention the hover skateboards from Back to the Future?
Like, isn't it gas? We all thought we'd be in driverless cars flying through the city,
yes,
you know, like
yes,
the Jetsons. And
yes,
actually we're stuck on the M50 looking at our phones, you know,
yes,
like for sure. But it change is coming. It's
now,
incremental.
I think it's cautious enough, the predictions. For example, the visuals, which
yes,
are very strong in
yes,
this, have drones delivering
yes,
things.
Right.
And that's, we're there already with that.
Right, they came out of UCD. Manodrome were the first ones to
yes,
do this. They were actually going to test in UCD the week we went into COVID, into lockdown. So the lovely people of Oran Mór got coffee and croissants delivered to them, and the rest of us sat back in lockdown jealously looking at them. You
so
know?
That's going to happen.
So, yeah, of course.
Robots, and in the one that I watched, which was on last night,
yeah,
those robot dogs, I found them a little bit freaky.
Well, they are, and
yeah,
and the jerky movement of the way that it is you know, we get a cortisol and serotonin and great things from actually having real life pets. So, you know, that's the robots of the pets of the future will not be robotic, but of course the technology that's behind it is going to be integrated everywhere.
Yeah. Now the serious stuff is about housing and how possibly
yeah,
we can solve our housing crisis into the future, and there are things happening already, 3D printing. Using concrete, prefabricated
yeah,
buildings, that will speed things up, modular homes, maybe higher density,
yes,
mid-rise, not high-rise,
exactly,
all of those
right,
things, all
yeah,
of those things are discussed. But other things that caught my eye is this thing, digital fashion. Is that it? Digital fashion.
Digital, yeah.
Digital.
P-H-Y. Digital.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a makey up word, because it is. So
yeah,
tell us about that.
Yeah, so like, you know, we're actually going to see this. I think Brown Thomas are the first ones that are going to put this in, as I hear. So we're actually going to see this, where you're going to be walking past a shop window and it'll scan you, it'll take a picture of you, and you'll be able to stand in front of it if you so wish, and clothes will be put on you. So you'll be able to see yourself in these clothes. So the future of retail is going to be very much integrated with this idea of personalization, but also trying things on. Now, you'll have seen me in the show in all manner of fantastic outfits. It will be a little bit more, a little bit less like cosplay, of course. It's just very early days, but that technology is phenomenal. I haven't got to go to the changing room. I just stand in front of a screen.
And this is happening as well, this hybrid of online and in-store.
Yeah.
Where you go in, and if they don't have it, you can order it there and it arrives to your house the next day.
Well, we need both. You know, we don't all want to sort of sit back at home dislocated from society. And this is, you know, my role as an anthropologist in innovation is to say, what are the other needs that we have in terms of getting together? For some people, going to, you know, Dundrum Shopping Centre, for example, is a day out, you know, that they actually want to go there, they socialise there. It's more than just the retail experience of buying something.
Mm.
So it's that connectivity as well.
And you spoke to a number of architects, and one of the things that one of them said, Sean, the architect, said that we need to create spaces, and you were talking about high streets or main roads or main streets in Ireland, and we know that there's a lot of dereliction there,
yeah,
that shop fronts are closed and then there's nobody living over them. But he was saying that we need to create places that people want to come into.
we want to go back to the future. And by that, what I mean is the market towns. We want to be in pedestrianised, beautiful areas with great air quality that are very green and leafy. It's not just, you know, an aspiration. We can build this. We can see this in other places around the world, like in Malmo in Sweden, for example. You know, they've made incredible spaces that are for the people. So, you know, the high street is not for, you know, the centre of town should not be for cars. I'm not saying everything is bicycles, of course not. But what I'm saying is that the people need to congregate and meet, and we need to take time to converse with each other. We were literally wired from evolution for being social and being connected. And so we have to have town centres that create that. We need to be living in that.
And of course, main streets in Ireland were built and planned at a time when there were far less cars.
Right, they were horse and cart, most of them, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So they're not fit for purpose anymore.
No, they're absolutely not. And you know, when I'm not saying park and ride is the answer and you leave your car on the outside of town, but an integrated approach to transport for sure. You know, by bringing people back into the town centres, you know, they will no longer be these sort of ghost streets that feel full of despair. I mean, it's awful to see the decimation of the high street. And retail plays a part in that, but also so does the connection of people.
And Orla, the architect, she said that our houses will look quite the same but feel different.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we don't have houses that at the moment that suit our population, and that's going to increase. You know, and I think that there's a big cost to this. We talk about cost in terms of financial, but there's social cost to all of this, of course. You know, the amount of people that are, you know, young people that are needing to leave the country again. Here we are again. And I understand, you know, exactly why everyone is so frustrated, myself included. But it's the cost of inaction that's costing us, rather than the fact that we haven't got proactive solutions. We have. We just need the vision to be able to get started on them. I would start potentially, though, with the 14 billion, sorry. You know, yes. I know exactly what I would do with it.
Yeah, well, certain parties, and I can't name them.
No, of course.
Because we're in an election process. Certain parties have said that they will spend the majority of that on housing.
Well, it has to be a priority, and it can't just be a priority now because we're in a crisis. It has to be a priority all the way through. We're going to grow. We don't have any cities that aren't coastal. We need an inland city. We need more cities. We need, or bigger cities, or better cities potentially. Not that sprawl, but we're much smarter about how we build them. And you know, by 2050, it looks like the data is showing us that about 70% of us are going to be living in cities, and we have an increased population, and that will continue to increase.
So it looks like by 2050, the population of Ireland will be over 7 million.
Yes.
Yeah. So
where is everyone going to go?
It's highly likely that Athlone could have a population of 250,000.
It's perfectly placed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it is, and I think it's highly likely, but also I kind of, the way I see the programme and why we did it is, I'm like, this is, people ask me all of the time, you know, what should my children study, you know, in terms of what's coming and what effect will, you know, artificial intelligence have on us as a society. And I am saying, let's make the answers now and make the decisions now for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, that we build beautiful, gorgeous cities that are not just aspirational, but we have the technology to make it work.
That involves planning outside of the...
It involves vision.
...5-year political cycle.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Dr. Lolly Mansey, thank you very much. It continues tonight and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on RT1 Futureville. Thanks, Lolly, I should say. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac on Drive Time. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.